Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building a driving jungle drop with old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12. And the key thing to remember is this. We're not just making sounds, we're making a drop that actually feels like a DNB moment. This style lives right between jungle energy and early rave tension. So think chopped breaks, a strong sub, a gritty mid bass, short rave stabs, and enough space for the drums to really talk. If the groove is right, the drop feels rude, urgent, and instantly recognizable. If the groove is weak, even big sounds can feel flat. So we're going to focus on composition first, then sound design. First, open a new live set and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's a really solid range for beginner jungle and harder DNB without feeling too extreme. Then make a few tracks to keep things organized, one for drums, one for sub, one for bass, one for stabs or rave hits, and one for FX or Atmos. Keeping drums, sub, and bass separate is huge in DNB because it gives you control over the low end. That means cleaner mixes, tighter arrangement decisions, and less guesswork later. Now let's build the engine of the track, the breakbeat. Drag a classic break sample into your drums track. If you have a break that already feels lively, great. If not, any tight funk break is a good start. For a beginner-friendly workflow, you can keep the break in place first and just listen to the groove. If you want to chop it up, use simpler in slice mode, slice by transients, and put the slices onto a drum rack. That gives you freedom to rearrange the hits. For your first loop, aim for something simple and strong. Kick on the main downbeats, snare on the 2 and 4 feel, and a few extra ghost hits before snares or after kicks. Those little ghost notes are part of the jungle personality. They make the break feel alive. And don't be afraid to nudge a few hits slightly off the grid in clip view. Just a little bit of swing goes a long way. You don't want it sloppy, just human. If the break feels a bit thin, add drum bus after it. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 15%, and only use boom if the break really needs more weight. The idea is to push the break forward, not squash it. In DNB, the break is the engine, so it needs to feel like it's always moving. Next, write the sub. This part should support the break, not fight it. Load up operator or waveatable and build a simple sine or very rounded sub patch. Keep it clean, with minimal filtering, no wide stereo stuff, and ideally mono. A lot of beginners make the sub too busy, but in this style, less is more. The sub often works best when it answers the drums instead of running constantly underneath everything. Start with a simple 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI pattern. Use just 2 or 3 notes if you want. A good approach is to hold the root on beat 1, then add a shorter note just before the snare, then maybe a small passing note for movement. Try keeping the notes down in a low register like F1 or G1 depending on the key of your track. Then add utility at the end of the chain and make sure the low end stays centered and tight. If it's too loud, pull it down. A controlled sub usually sounds bigger than a sub that's just blasting away. Now let's add the main bass pressure layer. This is your mid bass or restyle energy. Waveatable works great here, or analog if you want something a little simpler. Start with a saw-based or slightly detuned patch, keep the unison subtle, and don't go too wide. A good beginner chain is waveatable into auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8. High pass the bass around 120 to 180 Hz, so it leaves room for the sub. Then add some saturation to bring out attitude. You're not trying to make it huge on its own. You're trying to make it sit with the drums and push the drop forward. Write a short bass phrase that has a call and response feel. Maybe one note or short riff, then a gap, then a reply phrase. That space is important. If the bass never stops, the groove can lose impact. In old school style DNB, the gaps are part of the pressure. They let the break hit harder, and they make the drop breathe instead of sounding crowded. Once the idea is working, start thinking in phrases. This is where the track starts to become a real drop instead of just a loop. We're aiming for 16 bars. For the first 4 bars, let the full groove speak. Drums, sub, and bass. In bars 5 to 8, change something small. Maybe drop one bass hit, add a fill, or mute the sub for half a bar before the next phrase lands. In bars 9 to 12, bring in a new stab or an extra break chop. And in bars 13 to 16, push the energy again with automation or a final fill. That 4-bar phrasing is a really important DNB habit. It gives the listener a sense of motion, and it makes the drop feel intentional. You're not just repeating the same loop, you're guiding the energy. Now let's add the old-school rave flavor with stabs. Use analog, operator, or even simpler if you want to resample something later. Build a short stab with a fast attack, short decay, and short release. A bright saw or square sound works well, and a resonant filter can give it that classic rave bite. Place these stabs on off beats or at the end of phrases. You want them to feel like a shout, not a pad. So keep them short and punchy. A good pattern is one stab in bar 2, another in bar 4, and a small variation later on around bar 8. Add echo or reverb carefully, just enough to give a little bounce and space. Think of these effects as seasoning, not the main meal. Too much and the drums will lose their authority. As you arrange, make sure the track evolves. One of the best beginner moves is to change one thing every 4 bars. That could be the fill, a mute, an extra hit, or some automation. For example, you could mute the sub for a beat. Before a new section, add a reverse cymbal into bar 9 or 13, or duplicate a break slice for a quick pickup. Little switch-ups like that keep the drop from feeling repetitive. Automation is where a lot of the movement comes from. Instead of endlessly adding layers, try automating the bass filter cutoff, echo feedback on transition moments, or saturator drive in the final bars of a phrase. You can even automate a quick filter close on a stab to make it feel like it snaps shut. Keep these moves subtle. In darker DNB, too much movement can make the mix feel unstable. You want controlled pressure. Now do a simple mix pass. On the drums, use EQ8 if the break has muddy low end, and maybe a touch of drum bus if you need more attack. On the bass, keep the sub and mid bass separate. Check mono compatibility with utility on the master, and temporarily set width to 0%. If the bass disappears in mono, it's too wide or too facey. That's a common beginner issue, and it can wreck a drop on club systems. A good balance rule is this: the drums lead the energy, the sub supports it, and the bass adds attitude. Also, reference the low end at low volume. If the drop still feels urgent quietly, that's usually a sign the groove and balance are working. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for: don't make the sub too active, don't let the break get overcrowded, don't stack rave stabs right on top of a snare unless you want a deliberate smash effect, and don't make the low end too wide. Also, resist the urge to add too many layers before the core idea works. Get drums, sub, and one bass idea solid first, then add the extras. Here's a simple 15-minute practice challenge if you want to lock this in. Pick a tempo between 170 and 174 BPM. Make a 2-bar break loop. Add a simple sub pattern with just a few notes. Create one mid-bass phrase with wave-eatable or analog. Add 2 rave stabs on different bars. Then arrange it into 8 bars with one variation in bar 5 or 7. Put utility on the master and check mono. Finally, ask yourself which part feels strongest so far: the drums, the sub, or the bass movement. If you want to push this style further, try building 2 versions of the same 16-bar drop. Make one version more minimal, with fewer bass notes and a cleaner break. Make the other more aggressive, with extra chops, one more stab, and a stronger fill. Then compare them. Which one feels more danceable already? Which one has better movement at bar 5 or 9? Which version leaves more space for the drums? Usually, the best final drop comes from combining the strongest ideas from both. So remember the core formula: breakbeat, sub, mid-bass, rave stabs, and smart phrasing. Keep the sub simple and mono, let the mid-bass carry the attitude, use 4-bar variation, and shape the energy with automation instead of endless layering. In DNB, clarity, groove, and controlled tension are what make the drop hit hard. Alright, let's get into Ableton and build that pressure.